Today's the first day of March, 2017. Golly, this is big about it. It's going to be about, shy of 3 months, I'll turn 50 years old. Oh my goodness, I've been on this planet a while. Today is Wednesday. It's the day when we send the boys go off the house to school to go check in packets. More packets. Take tests. Hopefully get some help on the algebra theorem. The amazing thing is that we've been having to deal with school for the last 23, a long time. About 22 years is us having to interface on some level with the public education system, on and off. I kind of sucked Lisa into trying homeschooling several times. All of my kids have had at least some homeschooling experience, some more than others. None of them just were homeschooled. They could go, oh, well, if I homeschooled my kids, well, I didn't do that strictly. I have no problem with using public schools as a bit of a stick, honestly. Sometimes it worked out, and sometimes it didn't. Some of my kids ended up, I think, just fine. Preferring school. But it was always kind of a love-hate relationship. I don't think I can go so far as to say they had the choice. They always had the opportunity. And it's always kind of evaluated as we go along. If we think they're just being lazy and they're making life difficult for homeschooling, I have no problem with homeschooling too. That's kind of a out there sort of philosophy. But yeah, we've tried a little bit of everything. And I think as a result, I have kind of eclectic kids. Matthew, our oldest son, he's autistic. He just went to school. We never, there was never any question whether Matt was just going to go straight to take advantage of whatever services he could get. But to be honest, Matt was kind of a force of nature. He's very opinionated, right? He knows what he likes and what he doesn't like. And went through the whole fight of what you go through in the United States with special education, individual education plans. And of course you kind of learn that these weird kind of laws, equity laws, are really just kind of tolerated. And the wonderful people who think they're going to make the world a better place and kill themselves putting these laws into place, I can't but think that they're just disenchanted, I guess is the right word, for the fact that their beautiful vision, probably, of how much better the world would be if schools took care of these, you know, provided all these nice services for the handicapped to help them to rise and stuff like that, don't really get implemented very well. It ends up being a twisted up thing that has more to do with becoming a fresh jobs program for a couple of teachers, often teachers that are disenchanted with teaching in the first place, and they get offered the opportunity to be like the special ed director or something like that. Surely not saying that this is universal. As my experience is that there was a lot of just garbage work that some legislation forces. You can tell that there was some kind of good intent to it, but it gets screwed up along the way. Schools are dominated, or at least the schools I've been involved with are very dominated by people who want to basically run families, who want to basically, you know, these children belong to the school, you know, the family better toe the line. It's a line that I've determined as a school administrator, because I care more about your kid than you do. Of course, that's all claptrap and talk. They're supposed to say that. It's semi-political, it's kind of cultural, it's really ideological. Anyway, so the really amazing thing is after doing with that and having a lot of administrators be really kind of either indifferent or just angry, that's the fact that we kept pulling our kids out, which upset them, because my kids always tended to be really good test takers. They would really shine on testing. And I don't mean to be rude, but that's what schools really want, is kids that make the school look good on standardized tests. These tests really don't do much for the kids themselves. A whole bunch of the state mandated tests, they're not about measuring your child at all. They have nothing to do with the child. They have to do with teacher competency. They have to do with a certain rating that your school is going to get. So they're all worried about, well, make sure that your kids get lots of good rest before they come. Make sure they eat fish at the evening meal. Make sure they get a nice hearty breakfast in the morning, you know, eggs and sausage and stuff like that. Before they come, you better have it. Boy, let me tell you, if you're not toeing the line, they will send social services after you to try to straighten you up. The intention really isn't to get your kids pulled from your home particularly, although they don't mind if that happens, because of course they own your child. Your ability to be a parent to that child is conditional on you not pissing off your local school administrator or your local school teacher, who feels it's their duty to protect your child from you. So I was always a little askance and a little at odds. Of course, school teachers all think their peers are driven snow. And nobody is. I'm not. Am I a wonderful parent? Nope. Are they a wonderful teacher? Nope. And of course, they think that being a school teacher is the most important job in the whole world. There's a whole lot of indoctrination, brainwashing practically, to convince them how fantastic they are and stuff like that. I said, boy, you know what? Imagine what kinds of parents we might be able to produce if we gave even a quarter of that kind of attitude to parents, how more wonderful the world would be, how wonderful children's lives would be. But no, what do we spend that time doing? Genuflecting before the teaching profession and saying how wonderful they are. And you go, well, anyway, let's not get into that. I don't want to make this about, oh, well, he's such a downer on this and a downer on that. Yeah, no. I'm just letting you know that people say teachers don't get paid enough, and you go, whoa, teachers are some of the most best paid people for what they do. I says, you are kidding me. You are kidding me. They get paid very well. You know, and you go, well, they don't get paid as much as an engineer. And you go, well, let's be honest. Because you're not doing the kind of work an engineer does. I'm not saying you don't work. Of course you work. I'm saying you're well paid for your work. I'm not dissing your work. I'm dissing the constant whine about the fact that you're underpaid. Excuse me? Now, my wife did the homeschooling. I didn't. And my kids will universally say the roughest parts of my school education were wrapped around education. What were wrapped around being homeschooled. That was tougher. This program that housed schools, it's not a house. House is a place. That's its name, house. Named after some guy's last name. Anyway, so it's also more difficult than just going to school. You know, I'm sorry. Kids don't know how easy they have it in public education. There's a lot of just wasted crap time where you're not doing anything. Public schools are really bad model, I think, in general. If your purpose is to prepare people for life, public education does nothing of the sort. On any level at all, social, emotional, intellectual, any of it. It's just not there. When you put your child into a situation where there's some concentration on any of these things, social, emotional, intellectual, any of it, the thing about health is it's very work-based. It's very product-based. You have to produce some results. You're graded upon the product that you produce. You know, you do this module, and there is a product that comes out of it. And you're also tested. So you really have to do something. You can't just slide by. A lot of public education is group-based, which means you can slide by. It's very socialistic. Therefore, you tend to get really lazy. There's just as much emphasis on teacher evaluation is on student evaluation, which is totally, it's like, what? What is happening? It's stupid. Especially when teachers have the ability to alter things. You know, a teacher can just pull out the old bell curve and they can make it look right. Push it a little further and all of a sudden they look like an amazing teacher without really having done anything except screw around with the paperwork. So, a school like House, which is based on just a standard, you have to put out a standard amount of work to do it, is closer. It's not perfect. But I think it's more, it's more applicable to real life. You'll be in a lot of situations where you are totally evaluated on your product. Not on how long you sit in a chair, not by just attendance showing up. Got too many people. I work with a lot of them. But that's all it is. I get paid for showing up and being here. I spend the bulk of my time trying to get other people to do the work that needs to be done. And that's how they're evaluated. It's mostly from whether they attend. High school taught them that this is how it works. And there's jobs in it too. Military contractors are really bad that way. Anyway, so the interesting thing is, at this point in my life, I've only got just a little over a year left. The twins, my youngest kids, they're going to graduate here next year, one way or the other. And then my time not to even deal with education comes to an end. I think it's very hard pressed for me to get any of my kids. Of course, the grandkids on me. I'm probably not going to do it.